This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yes, it's 7 after the hour, and this is the August 16th edition of the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Good Day host Jay Kirshner here with another Good Day host, Doug Steffen. The discovery today of a hero protein has been announced. This is some good news. It helps repair your DNA, and in doing so, helps you prevent cancer. This is called the Guardians of the Genome.
I like
the Guardians of the Galaxy. Now we have the Guardians of your Genome. The replication of your DNA and the repair that happens so many times in your body. This is a fabulous, the reality of your human body and what it does. Your heart beats, you don't think about it. Your brain works and you don't think about it. Your muscles move and you're not thinking about it. And in part, all the things that go on in your body are part of a protein. They refer to it as replication protein A, the guardian of the genome. So anyway, this is something new. They used to think, the scientists thought, Jay, that this protein was responsible for repairing damaged DNA in human cells, worked by itself. But apparently, the students at Penn State Medical School have found that this RPA works with an ally called the WASP.
It's all kinds of Marvel stuff.
It is.
Right now.
The WAS protein is the WASP. And it therefore saves the day and prevents potential cancers from developing in your body. We all have cancer cells in our body. All of us. Everybody does. But they don't get together unless you give them a bath, if you will. A bath, a solution in which they can thrive.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
the feeding grounds.
Yeah, right. So this guy is a professor at Penn State. Dr. Vias, I believe, is his name. He has done the research with his students and talked about the WASP function. This is a very interesting and very... This sort of flies in the face of the reality. We know that there are good things that we can do if we think about them. But how much time do you give to thinking about stuff like that versus all the drug commercials that are on television and radio and elsewhere? Dr. Stockwell, Dr. Jack Stockwell, who's an important part of this program in the Good Day Health Department, talks about pharma and the $50 billion market that there is for weight loss products. The fact that 1 in 5 children in our country will start school this week, this month, officially obese. The body mass index numbers are going through the roof in America. Everybody is fat. And people take offense.
It's sad with kids because they're supposed to have the higher metabolism.
Right.
And it is a little disheartening to hear.
Yeah, well, it's more than a little, I would think. The children that are developing cancers at a faster rate than ever before because of the fat is what causes the cancer. If you get a lot of fat cells in your body, if you drink a lot of alcohol, kids don't do that, but they eat a lot of sweets and they eat things that are not pure, and therefore all that garbage collects in your system. And when it does, it's like a magnet for cancer cells. That's what fat is, a magnet for cancer cells. And so anyway, you have this is sort of the reason I bring it up this way, because there's an oxymoron here. There's a yin and a yang. On one side, we're learning more about the proteins that help repair our bodies and prevent cancer. But yet, on the other hand, we're doing everything we can, eating the garbage and the crap that we do, to enhance the cancer's ability to live and thrive in your system and kill you. Does it make any sense at all? It doesn't to me, but it, then, you know, there's a lot of the fierce pharma fighting to get your attention, to get you to pay attention and buy their stuff. See your doctor about this, or Eliquis, or whatever it is. You know what I'm talking about, right? How much time do you spend a day? I turn them off, or I get up and walk away. If I see an ad for a drug, I just switch to another channel.
They're everywhere. It disgusts me.
Yeah.
On TV, on the radio, they're everywhere.
Right. So we're really digging ourselves a hole here, folks. Really digging ourselves a hole. Maybe this fellow has found, but as I said, it's yin and yang. Good news is they've found the ability to repair your DNA and prevent cancer. Bad news is you can still do that and eat like a pig and suffer the consequences, because that's really kind of what's going on here. Wow. Pretty amazing. It's amazing what the human brain can do, what we discovered, what we figured out how to do on our own. So why do we let ourselves fall? Hey, we're smart. We really are. Junk. There are two markets here. The junk food advertisers and the drug companies. And if you look on the board of directors, the people that own stock in Big Pharma, you'll find many of them are also the ones who own stock in the companies, the big agri, they're not food, it's big just agribusinesses, the big food conglomerates, the stuff that is preservative driven, so that you get this junk food into your body and it creates the situation where the cancer cells get together, or you have heart problems. You know what they are. You all know what they are. So, I don't know. What do I do? I'm going to help you out for a moment here with some information. The continuing story, the continuing saga, the tale of Calitrin, which is the weight loss formula Americans use to treat the problem. And I guess if you ate better, yep, we wouldn't put on the weight and, you know, get more exercise, yep, yep, yep. But the truth is that's not what we're doing. So those of you who have consciousness and wake up to the fact you've got a problem and you don't want to die when you're 60, then you go to toploss.com and you see you can have a question and answer session on any kind of topic that you want, private sessions available with the folks like Elizabeth Miller. You're here on the program all the time talking about the value of Calitrin. Well, she's one of the counselors. When you go to toploss.com, the website, you can have a Q&A session. You can ask for advice, and Elizabeth and others on her staff will talk to you. Whether you need it one day, you need it for 7 days, as long as you're on the program, you get their help. So go to toploss.com and do yourself a favor. Order. Right now they have the back-to-school special. You have the BOGO deal, buy three, get three free, that sort of thing. And when you are checking out, use the discount code Doug, D-O-U-G, and you get free shipping as well. But lose the weight. Have that consciousness. Lose it. Keep it off with Calitrin.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too. If you feel symptoms, even if they're mild, you should test fast. Test positive and at high risk for severe COVID-19? Then act fast with authorized oral treatments that can be taken at home and must be taken within 5 days from when symptoms begin. COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too by asking your healthcare provider if an oral treatment is right for you. Learn about a treatment option at treatcv19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
This is a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup sound experiment. We're looking to find the perfect way to hear Reese's so you'll buy more of them. Here we go. Reese's.
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 Reese's. Hey, get out of here, you little stinker.
Reese's.
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 peanut butter cups.
That breathy one sounded very creepy, am I right?
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.
Smile, you're on Candid Radio. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program, 16 after the hour. Jay and I have been looking at some of these primaries for today. Let's see, the primaries are in Wisconsin, South Dakota, and Alaska, I think, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now they are.
Yep.
So the buzz is on two of the three of them. One of them, Wyoming, is all about Liz Cheney and whether she's going to survive. I think she will. And I also think that she might be a good presidential candidate. So put that in your mouth and chew it. Put that in your brain and work it through. Meanwhile, in the Alaska race, kind of interesting, they're using ranked choice voting for the first time. There's a special election, and Sarah Palin is the person in charge. Do you know what ranked choice voting is? You've heard of this before.
Describe it.
Well, It's they move the people. They've voted. So let's say there's 10 candidates. It won't be a winner. The announcement isn't about a winner. The one who gets the most votes is ranked one. One with the second number of votes, ranked two. Third number of votes. It's not like winners and losers. It's here's how you rank on the scale of all the people who are running. And so there are three candidates that basically, there was a special primary in June in Alaska. So Sarah Palin came out on top. A fellow named Nick Begich, I believe it is, businessman. He was next. And then there was a woman named Mary Peltola. The names don't mean anything except for Sarah Palin. And by the way, this isn't a primary for Republicans and Democrats. It's together. Whoever the ranked choice is, whoever is on the list, whoever gets the number of votes, doesn't make any difference what party you're in. Does that make sense?
Okay, so it's just the top four.
Yeah,
total.
The top four vote getters are going to be the ones that go through the, you know, are in the general election. I would guess with name recognition and how voters are, Sarah Palin probably wins this fairly easily. I'm thinking that might be it. Senator Murkowski is in the primary today in Alaska as well. And so that's that situation. And as I said, most of the big stuff. Is Palin, did she get support from Trump? I should know that, but I don't.
I cannot remember, but I feel like she is backed by Trump. We're going to have to find out. I do believe that she is.
One of the things about about the ranked choice is there are a lot of crossover votes. So there will be people from the Democratic Party who will vote for someone who isn't supported by Trump just to give the Trumpsters a zinger. Or to keep them from being elected.
Exactly, like that's the identifier, really. Whether or not they are supportive of him or not, whether or not he's supportive of them. And Sarah Palin is backed by Trump.
Oh, okay. Well, let's see what that does for her. I mean, that's not a surprise, is it? That doesn't seem like a surprise to me. Very high-profile elections, though. Alaska and Wyoming are the states to watch. The eyes are on Liz Cheney and where she comes in. Lisa Murkowski is facing a Trump-backed primary challenger. She voted to convict him. She's a Republican. That went over like a lead balloon. 21 after the hour.
Yeah. Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
American Family Farmer Podcast.
How do we get our American family farmers to reap the benefits of all their work?
Well, I mean, the first thing they should do is if they're a farmer, they should really be involved in Farm Bureau. One thing folks need to understand about Farm Bureau is that, you know, we're largely at this point a lobbying organization. In the past, we've done other things, provide advice to Extension, we've run insurance companies, basically whatever farmers need, but policy is a big challenge facing farmers right now.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Aha! 23 after the hour on the Doug Good Day program. Okay, time for us to go into the dirt department. Doug's Dirt, social media trending items. And one of them has to do with R. Kelly. Ah, yes, the famous, friendly, all-around good guy, R. Kelly is facing his federal accusers. We'll talk about that after this.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Jury selection in the... But I thought he already was in. This is a. Oh, he was. Listen to me. I've got a sentence. I can't get the sentence out. I look at this guy and I think to myself, what a cur. I lose it when it comes to people like this and their shenanigans because they get away with so much in the name of being stars or celebrities or whatever. So this guy is a bona fide convicted sex offender. This must be the civil part of the trial. as they've, you know, they're
there's been so many different things.
Right. He had 2008.
Right.
He was acquitted of child pornography.
Well, and this is the federal trial on allegations of that child pornography and rigging his 2008 state trial.
Yeah. This guy.
It just keeps going.
When I say to you off the air, you should get run over by a truck.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be the end of that. Okay. So what people are asking is, why is this guy back in court? He already was convicted, so why is he back? He's been sentenced to 30 years in prison, so why is he back? That's the question. And I'm not sure, you know, didn't he pay off some of the people and they got it on tape, but that was part of the conviction, I think, earlier on. I mean, this guy's just no good. Why do people like this even exist? Why should they be walking around on the planet, mm-hmm. breathing the same air that you and I? It's offensive that I would be even exposed to the same air this guy is breathing. Bad, bad guy.
Or that it could be a neighbor. Like, what if registered sex offenders live in different areas? There is a website. Well, there are a couple websites, but I think one's Watchdog. And it tells you if you have neighbors who are on any kind of registered list and what the crime was so that you can be aware.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's just, I don't know, it's one of those things where you scratch your head and say, okay, how is there any reason for this person to ever be out of jail again? Put him in jail, leave him there. He'll probably get offed anyway once he goes to jail. 28 past the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin, website toploss.com.
What Calitrin really does, in addition to the rebuilding the lean muscle tissue, is it helps repair your digestive tract. So it does help everything stay moving and stay, you know, healthy. So it's great for even if you have acid reflux. You know, we have some people who take it for that because it helps repair that lining. It's great for tissue repair and then, again, muscle repair, too. So a lot of people take it for arthritis, joint pain, and then, of course, for the weight loss, too. Now, everybody's super busy. It's the buy three, get three free. It is on our capsules, liquid, and new powder, flavorless powder form. It's on our website, toploss.com. And in addition to that, that special right there also has the free shipping. Now, if you want free shipping on everything, you can use the code Doug. That's going to get you free shipping on all orders. That's at toploss.com. And if you have questions, you can also call us toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Republican Governor Jim Justice of West Virginia declared a state of emergency for Kanawha and Fayette counties due to heavy rainfall Monday, which caused significant flooding that damaged over 100 homes, bridges, and roads throughout the counties. The storm also resulted in downed trees, power outages, and disruption to portable water systems. Over 20 people had to be rescued from their homes. Russia on Tuesday blamed saboteurs for orchestrating a series of explosions at an ammunition depot in Crimea. Armed groups loyal to Ukraine were damaging military logistics and supply lines on territory it controls, the Russians announced. With China as a top national security threat, President Biden's Commerce Department surprisingly approved almost all requests to export to the communist nation. It includes semiconductors, aerospace components, and artificial intelligence technology. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
The Iranian plot to assassinate several Americans shows that Iranian leaders have no respect for President Biden and the United States. Former U.S. Ambassador and National Security Advisor John Bolton on Newsmax says they fired the first volley in an act of war.
The Iranian agents tried to kill an Iranian-American, an American citizen, Masih Alinejad, up in New York 2 or 3 weeks ago. We know from what's been put on the public record that I'm not the only former government official targeted, former Secretary of Defense Mark Esper, former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, many others, I might say, and including some officials who are still serving. So, you know, what this shows is that Iran is utterly undeterred by the Biden administration, which is on its knees trying to get back into the 2015 Iran nuclear deal. And at the same time, Iran is boldly threatening Americans. I mean, I think this is really, when you look at the scope of the operation, tantamount to an act of war against our country.
Britain on Monday became the first country in the world to approve a dual COVID-19 vaccine, which fights both the original virus and the newer Omicron variant. Moderna's bivalent vaccine was approved by the UK Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency and endorsed by the government's independent scientific advisory body. The updated vaccine is expected to be available to adults as a booster jab starting this fall. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Doug Steffens' Good Day Show.
A grandmother gets weekly visits from a chatty owl.
Who? You know, it actually responds to her, and occasionally it tries to sit on her lap.
Yeah.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's about 34 at the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. It's August 16th. It's a Tuesday. Jay is here. We are inspiring. If I do say so myself. I'm hoping that is a point of agreement here. Lots of thoughts, lots of trends, lots of tidbits as to what's going on. I believe that one defines oneself by reinvention. And I think that came into my mind as we were talking about the essence of the DNA and how, you know, the body works and what a fabulous thing that we have. Don't abuse it.
And that kind of,
it's kind of neat, really. Isn't it neat to think about how
what the body is fully capable of? And even just as simple, which isn't simple, but mind over matter. And think about the placebo effect, where you think that something is happening and then it does, even though it really wasn't.
Yeah. Yeah. I was thinking when I was taking my shower last night about how, you know, folks, this is not too much information. This is just
I'll say some ladies, well, some people
works,
went wild over there.
Yeah, Daisy did. The ideas that come to you in the shower. How many of you, as you shower, sit in the bathtub, whatever, driving your car, maybe the better question is, how and when do you do your best thinking? Probably not at your desk, even though your boss would probably like it to be at your desk, but many people think out of the box. And so as I was in the shower last night, I was thinking about something that I wanted to do with the program. I'm in and out all the time. You know, we, no matter how long you've done something, if you really like doing it, there's always going to be a new, fresh approach to something. There's always going to be, you know, I find myself in my most creative, actually, when I'm pouring shampoo onto my hair.
And it always happens when you're not available to take notes and write it down.
Right. How can you write that down? You got shampoo all over your body, right? Yeah. But sometimes these things come and go. Your attention span, mine, is like a gnat. And so if I don't write it down immediately, or if I, you know, sometimes it'll come back into your mind. But our minds all wander. You're not alone. You think to yourself, I used to think, my God, what's wrong with me? I can't remember what I just thought about. But that's part of the human condition. We have that, we have so much going on, most of us, in our brain, that we, stuff gets, and we don't use enough, we haven't developed enough of our brain to be able to put stuff into compartments. So everything's just there in a jumbled mess. Wouldn't it be nice there's a,
actual filing cabinets that we can put in our brain?
The cognitive neuroscientist in me wants to have different places in my brain to make sure that I don't lose anything, because it's important to hold on to things. If it's in your brain to begin with, it's important by definition.
Well,
okay.
I will say, on the brain stuff, because I had COVID and I'm still dealing, I feel like to an extent I'm still dealing with that COVID brain where the wrong words are coming out, or words just don't exist in my mind. And I feel like it's been so far removed that I'm starting to worry, is this permanent? And sometimes when I'm thinking too hard, you know that joke of like somebody's trying to figure something out and you're like, oh, don't hurt yourself. I actually feel like sometimes it hurts to think.
Well, there are those of us who have regular brains, and then there are those of us who have the kind of brains that work on rocket ships that go out into the universe and find yet another planet. Do you see this from NASA?
Over
a million. Yeah. So here they found, astronomers are looking at some of the results of yet the latest pictures, and you can see some of them at the NASA website. Pretty exciting pictures about a planet that we think is new, but it's been gone for a million years, and this is what you can't wrap your brain around, right? This star, estimated to be 1.6 million years old, is a newly formed, it's taken it this long to form a mass, because there's gas and there's dust and all that stuff. It's 395 light years from Earth, but it's just in the beginning stages at 1.6 million years old of creating a sun. And they're watching how this is taking place. So to analogize this, we have our sun. We have the planets. Our sun is about, at least if you believe the stuff that comes from, wherever it comes from, is 93 or 94 million years old. So it came to be, but our planets are billions of years old. So one wonders, okay, if the sun is this is one of those things, how do the planets exist without the sun? Because there's nothing to gravitate to. I don't know. Sorry, I'm not the one with the answer for that. And maybe the numbers are wrong. Maybe there's a digital, dots in the wrong place. Instead of it being 93 million, it may be 930 million. Who knows? But still, that doesn't account for the planets. The Earth may be the oldest of all the planets in this solar system, and it is, you know, about 5 billion years old.
It's so fascinating when you really think about it.
Yeah, right. Yep. Okay, here's some good news from Georgia. High school football players rescued a trapped woman in a car. These high school football players are obviously being hailed as heroes. They jumped into action to save this woman. Mm-hmm. Her car blew up. So all these teammates pulled this 50-year-old woman from her car. Was hit outside their high school in Rome, Georgia, a town that's northwest of Atlanta. The car and rescue took place last Friday.
Yeah, they were on their way to school.
Yeah, right. That's it. They are back in school and football practice. And mm-hmm. They saw the wreck. There was a math teacher who apparently watched all of this as well. He was standing outside the school watching the students get to this woman. It was at a nearby intersection of the high school. Smoke coming from the car, fluid all over the ground. But the boys went out there and they rescued this woman.
Mm-hmm. They jumped in to action immediately. She was kind of hanging over into the passenger side, so they were trying to pull that door open. Couldn't get it. Went to the driver's side, and with all their might, they got the door open. They got her out. They got her to the side. Fortunately, nobody was really significantly injured.
No. Well, good for them, and good that they're part of the human race. We need more people like that.
Age 14 to 17.
Yep.
That's
good thinking. Lots of good stuff. You know, they're not all the kids today are not boobs by a long shot. Okay, what happened when a woman got attacked by an alligator? Well, you can kind of think about that for a moment. After this, I'll tell you the rest of the story.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child, and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us, was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that poor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day.
And dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
Good for you, sir. All right, 44 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Before we get to this woman and the alligator attack, there was something else that came to my attention, Jay. Another driving mishap, if you will. This involved a couple of cars that were on a bridge in Norway that collapsed. This is pretty unreal. Drivers of two cars rescued after this bridge went down. The police heard the story about the bridge falling apart. A truck and a car were crossing over the bridge. Car fell into the water in the river below. Mm-hmm. The truck got stuck on a raised section of the bridge, which has collapsed. So the police said that there was the truck driver was rescued by an air ambulance. Driver of the car was able to exit the vehicle by himself. But think about it. This is like out of a movie, right?
Uh-huh.
When you see the movies about Los Angeles and the earthquakes and stuff, and the cars fall off.
Oh, big magnitude!
Yeah, bridges. Yeah, right. Exactly.
What was the one? San Andrea? Was that the one with the rock?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yep. Yes. And the woman who played his wife is somebody who's a very attractive I'm trying to remember her name, but she's done a lot of stuff. She usually plays a pretty tough cookie in movies and TV shows, but I can't remember her name. Anyway, so back to the bridge. This bridge is only 12 years old, connected one part of a Norwegian village to another.
You always think it would be an old one, like a much older one that is already due for some kind of renovation or upkeep.
Yep. No, not like a lot of the bridges we have here in America, that's for sure. Okay, here's the story of this 88-year-old woman who was killed by an alligator in South Carolina. Body was found near Hilton Head Island. Authorities describe it as an alligator attack. The woman was a resident of Hilton Head. She was gardening. Somehow or other, she ended up in a pond in a gated community. This is what, remember, I usually say Florida is full of these, but they're moving north.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a small pond, the alligator, somebody dialed 911 when they saw this person in the water with the alligator.
And then the alligator was, like, guarding her body, not letting anybody even near it.
Mm-hmm. Well, they grab the bodies of their prey and bring it into the water and drown them.
Mm-hmm.
And then they chew them up.
And this is a senior citizen living facility or whatever, not a nursing home, but an active senior facility. And apparently there was one other person a few years back that survived an attack. That she was walking her dog and the gator bit her arm or her hand. Mm-hmm. She said, she was like, I'm not going out this way. If I am, I'm taking with me. And basically just punch the alligator until it let her go.
Yeah. Yep. I wouldn't want to confront that situation, would you?
Mm-mm.
All right, other items from the water. Divers have found the wreckage of the first Navy destroyer ever sunk. Divers off the southwestern coast of England. This is a World War I Navy destroyer sunk by the Germans over 100 years ago. USS Jacob Jones hit by a torpedo. Who knew that they had torpedoes in 1917? Right, we think those came around in the Second World War. Nope, they were around the First World War. And most of the officers and crew died when the ship went down. A lot of divers went out, found this 400 feet deep. This is near Cornwall. Team said they didn't disturb the site, contacted the Department of State. This is our ship. When we were, you know, the old, that was before Lend-Lease, but it was a time when we were, you know, we knew it was in our best interest to help the Brits. And at that time, they weren't very good at helping themselves. They were better in World War II than they were in World War I. But anyway, that's pretty amazing. I thought the story when I first saw this was going to be about some Confederate, because, you know, the Confederates and the, when we had the Civil War, there were the, you know, really rough early submarines that were made out of wood that were used. Do you know that? The Monitor. Do you know the story of the Monitor? The submarine,
no.
The Monitor. Yeah, look that up. It's an interesting story.
And they were made out of wood?
Yep.
Well, I guess that kind of adds up. Given the time.
Yeah, right. And then they reinforced it. I mean, they had some stuff to reinforce. Remember, this is before the Industrial Revolution didn't start. Steel didn't get used a lot until the process of purifying it was invented, and that was in the Industrial Revolution, the 1880s. That's when steel first really started to be used. You know, the buildings that were built, there aren't many buildings in big cities like New York, the older cities, that go back before 1870, because they couldn't stand up, they couldn't survive. They had the steel after that, and they started building, and clearly a testament to how smart men were at the time, if you will. It's 10 before the hour.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding.
Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Some way there's some music here, or maybe the fellow who's in charge of noise cranks this up a little. What the heck is this, Chuck?
Terminator.
So why are we playing this?
Today is James Cameron's birthday. He turned 68 years old, born August 16th, 19.
So you couldn't play the theme from 54. The Titanic or something that had
I guess I could have did that. But here's the thing. This guy, in my opinion, James Cameron, Terminator, Terminator 2, Aliens, The Abyss, True Lies, Titanic, Avatar. One of the greatest directors of our generation, other than Spielberg and Scorsese, and I put Robert Zemeckis there too.
Yeah.
James Cameron is a great talent, turned 68 years of age today. I wish he wouldn't make so many Avatar movies. He's got one coming out this November and a bunch more in production. I don't get why he's spending so much time on that one property. I'm not that interested, but that's what he's chosen.
Yeah, that one movie was interesting, kind of compelling. There were good guys and bad guys, but how many more stories can you come up with that don't feel creepy?
I think what happened with him, he's gotten fascinated with the visual aspects of filmmaking more than the storytelling, and he innovated 3D, which was tremendous 3D. I just don't want to see 3D in every movie or for the entire running time of any one feature. So if you look at what he's done, he's broke ground in terms of sci-fi, action. His movies are fantastic for the most part, but I think most people don't want to see 5 Avatar movies. They'd rather see him do something more original and unique.
Yeah, I'm not thrilled about it. I saw that one. I might try the next one just to see if it's different. But again, how can you create something different? It would have to be the same sort of story, the same sort of atmosphere. But you give him a chance, see what happens. He's very creative. Yeah. Johnny Depp is going to direct his first movie in 25 years, and Al Pacino is the producer. Am I going to pronounce this right? Modigliani. It's a drama about an Italian who is a bad guy, apparently.
I'm assuming he's getting the financing from an independent source, not a major studio. But I think Johnny Depp will get right back on the horse and his career will go on just fine. Whether he works at Disney and does anything related to the Pirates of the Caribbean franchise, probably unlikely, but he'll be fine. Now, Amber Heard's a different story. I think she's going to have a hard time finding any real work in the industry. Here's an interesting story, Doug.
Industry is run by a bunch of sexist pigs.
In this case, I don't think.
Yeah, she was her own worst enemy in that one. Okay,
yeah, I agree with that. And she's still continuing to be a worst own enemy. Here's an interesting one. Flash star Ezra Miller, who's had been in the news a lot for all the wrong reasons, issued a statement which was published in Variety saying that he is now actively dealing with his complex mental health issues. He wants to be healthier, safer, and have a productive stage in his life going forward. I was wondering why he didn't do that for the last few months. I guess his mental health really did break down. I hope it gets better. That's all I'll say.
All right. Speaking of that, last night I watched, excuse me, for whatever the reason, HBO is playing the documentary on the life of Gary Shandling. And it's a very, I don't know if you've seen it or not.
No, I did not.
It's a very, very, very good overview, very compelling.
Okay, what did you find? What was the most interesting thing you saw in
that? The most interesting thing was an interview that he did on Kelly and Regis and Kelly. Regis was out for a week, and Donald Trump was substituting for him as the co-host.
Really?
And they were having a great Trump. I never saw him laugh or smile or be as relaxed as he was on that show talking to Gary Shandling. It was, I'm looking at this guy. Is this the same guy? It was fascinating to see. And if you see, get a chance to see the HBO special, those of you who are Trump lovers or don't even like him, you know, it's a very interesting side of him. It's wonderful actually to see it. Everybody has different sides to them. All right, Chuck.
I got one other thing. Kenya Barris, who is the creator of the ABC sitcom, has signed on with Warner Brothers to write and direct a remake or reimagining of the classic The Wizard of Oz from 1939. Now, they've done The Wiz in 78, so that clearly was a reimagining with an urban flavor. I would assume this is going to be more similar to The Wiz than The Wizard of Oz, but let's see how this plays. I'm curious to see who they cast in this project and what kind of budget Warner Brothers ultimately...
59 past the hour.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.